to right field. Way up there and way out of here.
Center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick is...
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books.
A day we've been looking forward to. Nats versus Phils. They're hopping on the bus and heading down to the District of Columbia. Abe, what's your thought on this?
Sweep. Just kidding.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait. We're going to put your ass in your place, and that $15 is coming out of your pocket, pal.
I can't wait till we sweep, and I can call you Sweepy and Sweeper Sweeperson and Sweepaholic and Sweepy Hollow.
The Swiffer Sweeper. Sweepy Hollow. I like that one, too.
Sweepy Hollow. I just came up with that on the fly. But, nah, it'll be a good series. I'm pumped for it. And we actually just kind of came up with this idea today. Well, Theo did, or Shane, I should say. Actually, we have to get into that because somebody asked me about that. But what was I going to say? Oh, so we were just chilling on MLB The Show, and he was like, we should do a preview for the Nats Philly series. And I was like, that is a good idea. So now, every Nats Philly series of this season, we are going to be doing a preview and a recap of it and just talking about the series. So, first one of the year here. Now, let's get a realistic prediction here. How do you think it pans out? Realistic prediction.
Realistically, I'm thinking there is a 75 to 80% chance that you guys are going to take the W today. I'm not liking Chase Anderson's odds. I'm not impressed with him. The guy had a little flash in the pan back in Milwaukee, and I guess I was just holding on to that coming into this season.
Yeah.
And I think the real Chase Anderson has been prevalent as of late. Hopefully he can deal today, but I'm going to have to give today's game in your favor. I think Wheeler will deal tomorrow. I think that's a big W for us. He's been one of the most dominant shutout pitchers of the National League this year. Great. And I think Eflin will catch us the Series W on Thursday.
All right. Well, I agree with you, except I think we're taking game three because I like our odds against Eflin. And I think Corbin has a bounce back start against the lefty loaded lineup with Philly. I guess it's not lefty loaded, but Didi, Bryce, Odubel. They got a few nice righties though. So I don't know. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's kind of hard to predict without predicting the Nats winning, but I kind of think it goes the same way, except I'm saying Nats take game three in the series.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. It's not like your occasional, hey, this is a big time sweep. There's no way we lose this. It's going to be fireworks, no doubt.
Yeah, this freaking team is always fireworks when they play each other. It's always fun. And
it is.
Harper coming back to D.C., that's always fun. And excuse me. I think it's going to be awesome. But we did get some stats for you.
Yeah, I was just going to rattle off Chase Anderson's going into this evening. 26 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts. Not terrible, to be honest. I mean, I know I was just shitting on him, but just under a strikeout per inning, 5.54 ERA, not the best, 5.30 Sierra, and a 0.0 WAR. So let's hope he doesn't show those numbers tonight.
He hasn't been great, but neither is Fetty. I mean, he's been probably the best year of his career so far. He's got 27 innings under his belt, 27 and a third. 28 Ks, so he's actually been racking up strikeouts pretty good. 5.27 ERA, little deceiving because I'm looking at the 4.35 Sierra, and that's really not bad at all. I'll go along with a 0.3 WAR. He's been a little underrated. He settled down after a few rough starts, and a lot of these Nats rake Chase Anderson. I got Victor Robles here, 2 for 2 with a double and a homer. Josh Harrison, 7 for 16 with a homer. Castro's homered off of him. Schwarber's homered off of him. So a lot of good history here, and I think it could result in Nats dub.
Well, let's just remember Fetty's reputation last year of literally having the worst pitching stats in the league. So let's not get ahead of ourselves, pal.
Not, but against Chase Anderson, there isn't anybody else I'd rather throw Fetty against than Chase Anderson. Maybe one of the only pitchers that's actually been worse than him so far.
This year, last year.
This year, I meant.
Right, but we know what Fetty's capable of, which is shitting the bed on multiple occasions.
Well, we also know what he's capable of, and that's striking out 10 guys, which we've seen this year. And I think he's striking out 10 against your ass tonight.
That's funny.
Bryce Harper, 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. Give him the golden sombrero.
Well, based on how the Phillies have come out strong literally every single game. Not every single game. I think there might have been a couple where they didn't come out too strong, but they have been putting up runs off the jump very regularly.
They have been putting up a lot of first inning runs.
Now, I haven't watched every Nats game, but has Fetty ever been rattled in the first inning?
Well, I know his opening – or not opening day. Like, his first start was pretty rough against the Braves, I believe. Let me bring up his pitch log real quick so I can remember.
Reason I ask is he going to have the mental strength to be able to get back into a groove? Because
that's the thing. I mean, if you do tag Fetty early, that's what you got to do to him, because usually he won't be able to calm down. But, I mean, that's fair to say for any pitcher. I mean, if you usually jump on a starter in the first inning, you're in good shape. Because after they get out of any starter, really, I mean, not even – obviously, you got the good ones, like the best in the league, that if they get out of the first few innings, they're just in cruise control for the rest of the night. But usually, any starter, I mean, you get out of the first or second inning, you can usually settle down and your stuff's in good command. But his first start, he went 1 2/3 and gave up 6 runs against the Braves. That was probably his worst start of the year. But then – back-to-back starts against the Cardinals and the D-backs. He went 5 innings, give up 1 run. And then he did pretty well against the Mets, gave up 3 runs on 5. Really well in Toronto, or in Dunedin, I should say. 6 innings, 1 run. And then his last start against Atlanta, he got rocked again for 5 runs in 5 innings. So he's been a little all over the place, but he has decent stuff. He just needs to put it together. But I think he's more of a long reliever kind of guy. I don't think he's a starter, but he wouldn't be if Strasburg wasn't injured right now. But we'll see how he does.
Yeah, I want to know what he can do if he does get rattled. Like you're saying, he wasn't able to calm down. And, you know, back to Sunday, Phil's jumped on Yanoa, first fucking batter of the game, and he's lights out from there on out. So if he has a start like that, will he be able to bounce back and ease the nerves? We'll see, because I can almost guarantee you we're putting up runs in the first inning.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. So look out for the Nats in the first inning. I'm telling you, against Chase Anderson, Trey Turner, Josh Harrison, most likely batting second, who is 7 for 16 against him with a homer. And then we got Soto coming back. He's still looking to get hot and get out of this little, I guess, slump you can call. He's still hitting pretty well, but they haven't released the lineup.
Harrison is a pure example of the Philly effect.
Who is?
Harrison.
Oh. Just like Howie Kendrick.
That is the Philly effect at its best.
Like Howie Kendrick.
Him, Howie, Santana, Galvis.
Pretty much everybody that goes into Philly just sucks there and then leaves and has a great career year.
I wouldn't say that. Franco had his best years here.
Well, not everybody, but a lot of players.
That is for sure. And it's not just with the Phillies. It is all Philly sports.
Well, it's honestly probably because obviously you're looking at the Phillies and all the players they gave up and you're noticing all of them, but I'm sure a lot of the other teams have done the same shit, but you just don't care enough to look at them.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens to everybody, but my team specifically, it happens out the fucking ass. And it is very angry.
Well,
but we don't need them.
Let's get a score prediction. Final score prediction for tonight's 7 o'clock game, Fetty versus Anderson.
5-2, Phils.
You just said we're fucking taking it, probably.
Still got to, dude, $15 is on the line for me. I'm not betting against myself.
Fine.
Yeah, 5-2, Phils.
5-2, Phils. All right, I'm going. I'm going to say 7-4 Nats. 7-4.
All right.
Bet you we tag Anderson in the first. Because we're freaking struggling, and we're about to pick ourselves up against you guys.
You are struggling. Phils are coming off of really disgusting weekend, very heartbreaking weekend. So I think they're hungry as hell.
Dude, you're a heartbreaking weekend. We lost two walk-offs in a row.
That's true.
And that one was true. Like 12 innings and fucking extra the base runner shit fucked us. But I will say the base running thing does keep things interesting. It's kind of cool. But at the end of the day, I'd rather not have it. Because whoever's the home team is just has such a high chance of winning.
Yes, they do. And I think that's the reason for it, is to speed up the game and get it done quicker.
But didn't I tell you this? Like, I'm pretty sure this year the average game time is like the highest it's ever been, or like the highest it's been in like 10 years, or the highest it's been in a long time. I forget what it said.
Yeah, you know why? Because pitchers are taking longer between pitches.
Yeah, and you got these, like, the replay. You think that speeds shit up, but instead you just got these umpires standing there with the headsets on with their thumbs up their ass, taking 10 years to make a call. And then they get it wrong anyway.
Yeah, I don't like how long those take. We've harped on that plenty of times. It's annoying, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, all right. 5-2 Phils, 7-4 Nats.
Going into the series, I want to touch up on Andrew McCutchen, who has finally woken up his bat. I was worried that within the last month that he just didn't have it anymore. Maybe his injury was still affecting him. And he's going into this series batting .385, .769 slugging, and a .448 on base percentage. That is within the last week.
Pretty damn good. Yeah, I know. He has been hitting a crap load of leadoff homers. I hope he doesn't tonight.
He was the lone run for the Phils on last game on Sunday.
Well, that's huge, leadoff home runs, because it's just like the first batter of the game hits a dinger. It's just like everybody's just like, ugh. And it just really puts the momentum in your favor.
Yep. We could capitalize from there.
Well, what do you think of game two?
Game two.
Wheeler and Lester. Versus
Lester. That. Oof. You know, I think with the Phils aren't the fastest team in the league, but they're far from the slowest. I think if we get base runners on, you will not like the end result in that. I think we're going to really.
Yeah, John Lester is really easy to steal off of.
Exactly. So I think if we can get runners on, that's an easy dub. And with Wheeler on the mound, you know, we've seen what he's been doing lately, throwing 7-8 innings of shutout ball with 3 or less hits I mean, I think he had one or two if he starts in there, but for the most part, he has been lights out. And, you know, like I said, if we get runners on, get a few base knocks here and there, I think 3-4 runs will be enough.
Yeah. Lester's had two starts so far this year. He's gone 10 innings, 6 Ks, 2.70 ERA, which is good, but I think his 5.15 Sierra is more telling of how good of a pitcher he is, and he's not great. But he's a good innings eater, and if we do somehow find a way to make it to the playoffs, he's got a lot of experience. But, yeah, I think this is probably going to be a pretty lopsided win for the Phillies. I hate to say it, but nobody on the Nats really hits Wheeler well except Trey Turner. And I don't know. I just don't – I see the Phillies probably taking this one.
49 strikeouts in 47 2/3 for Wheeler.
Yeah.
Talk about dominance.
He's been really good this year. So – score prediction for that one?
Score prediction, I'm going to go 6-1.
6-1, Phils. All right. I'm going to say...
I just hope he can eat up at least seven, eight innings, because you know how that bullpen is.
Yeah, I'm going to say 3-1, Phillies. And then game three, we got Eflin and a struggling Patrick Corbin. But who do you think comes out victorious in game three? Because let me tell you this first, though. Just let me read you off some of these stats of the Nats versus Eflin. Soto, 9-18, homer, double, 6 RBIs. Trey Turner, 6-18, 2 homers, 5 RBIs. Josh Bell's 1-1. Schwarber, 2-8 with a double and a triple, 2 RBIs. Nats rake Eflin.
I think that one, you're going to like this one. I'm going to go 9-8 Nats.
Really?
With a walk-off.
Looking at a slugathon here.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I actually think it's going to be a little bit of a pitcher's duel. I think Corbin has a nice bounce back start. Hopefully, I really hope so. I don't know though. Do you have any stats on how the Phillies do against Corbin?
I got Hoskins batting 353 through 17 at bats against him. Kutch doesn't do terrible. Segura hits him very well. Harper hasn't faced him, I think, at all. Might have had one or two at bats. He might have seen him when he was over in Arizona.
Yeah, I was going to say he probably did when he was on the Nats.
I can actually get you with this real quick. Hoskins, like I said, 353 through 17 at bats. Herrera, 333. So not too bad.
Here's Harper.
Yeah, 280 with 25 at bats, no homers.
11 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's not good. Didi, in the few at bats he's had, he had a triple with a couple hits. Kutch, wow, 182 and 33 at bats with 8 Ks. So he's probably going to have his way with Kutch.
Well, you said 9-8 Nats.
Yes.
I'm going to say 4-3 Nats.
Okay.
I think the Nats take the series right there.
So you don't think it's going to be a slugfest?
No, I think Corbin pitches well, and I think we get Eflin early, but then he calms down and pitches well, maybe through 5 or 6, and then maybe the Phils tie it up, and then their bullpen chokes it, and the Nats take it in the later innings, maybe a walk-off.
I honestly wouldn't even be surprised, man. That's why I have you guys walking it off.
Well, we really have been horrible with runners in scoring position all year, and I can hear about the city firsthand. Are you watching it tonight?
I will be able to catch it. Yeah, I will. I have a Zoom meeting from 7 to 9, but I'll have it playing in the background just on silent. So,
well, call me when you're done. We can probably be at the last few innings by then.
Yeah, I will. Maybe we can live stream if it's a close game.
Yeah. Probably going to be like 12-0 Nats, though.
My ass. My ass, dude. I don't see it. I think if we throw the right bullpen piece tonight, I think Kintzler and Alvarado are easily our two bullpen pieces. Brogdon here and there has been shown these serviceable. But if we can go right to Alvarado or Kintzler, will be in business in regards to the bullpen.
Well, you better not bring in Neris against Soto because he kills him.
So I don't want to see his ass out there in general.
Soto's 1-for-1 against Kintzler with a double. He's 1-for-2 against Alvarado. 0-for-1 against Ranger Joe.
Here's something I wanted to ask you. What do you think of Matt Moore sliding into the bullpen?
Not bad. Not a bad lefty, like long reliever type, I guess.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I like the fact that they threw another lefty in there. I just don't like him as a pitcher in general.
Fair enough. Yeah, he's not. He's definitely lost a step. I don't know if he's quite a major league caliber pitcher anymore, but he hasn't been horrible.
Well, I think he gave up the walk-off.
Oh, yeah, to Adrianza.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about done.
Yeah, I got everything I needed to share.
It's going to be fucking sick. Everybody better be tuning in. I'd imagine not many people besides Phil's and Nats fans are going to be listening to this. So if you're a Nats fan, go Nats. We're getting this dub. If you're a Phil's fan, fuck you. Just kidding.
Nah, dude, you can't be hating on us. You're from this area. I know there's a part in you that's got a little bit of love for the
hometown. There is. I told you, when the Phillies are losing, I feel bad sometimes. I mean, deep down it hurts a little bit. On the surface, I'm a little happy because division rival, but I always have a little bit of a soft spot for the Phillies. And when I can only listen to the Nats, really, because I can watch any baseball game, but listening to it's different. I feel like you can only really listen to your own team, but I listen to the Phillies game sometimes, and I can. I like their broadcasters, and that's the only team besides the Nats I listen to.
Yes, you do. Tom McCarthy is quite exciting.
No, the radio announcers, Scott Franston and Larry Anderson.
Yeah, they're cool too.
Larry Anderson's funny as shit.
All right. Well, with that being said, look forward to the 7 o'clock start. It's going to be fireworks, as we said. If it's close, look for a potential live stream. I'm guessing, you know, this Zoom meeting is going to run until 9, so probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock. If it's close, look for that. We'll be live on PTN podcast if it does go down.
Yeah, and honestly, at about 7 o'clock, right before the start, it's really going to be going down for real. Going
down for real. All right. It will be going down for sure.
You already fucking know. All right, Nats fans. I know you're some listening, so let's fucking go. Getting this dub.
All right, everybody. Go Phils. Fuck the Nats. We're signing off.
Later, boys.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.